came a news spoke with Dale Gehringer, director of Cal Normal, about the changes underway to the listing of marijuana under the United States Federal Controlled Substances Act. Marijuana was listed as a Schedule I narcotic in 1972 as a drug with a high probability for addiction and with no accepted medical uses. This year, the Biden administration moved to reclassify it under Schedule III as a drug with recognized medical uses and with a lower potential for abuse, and the FDA has agreed to this. Gehringer said Normal has always seen marijuana as a drug that should be treated like alcohol or cigarettes, which are not under the Federal Controlled Substances Act.
Normal believes that marijuana should be treated like alcohol and tobacco, basically, and taken out of the Controlled Substances Act. That's called descheduling. But descheduling can only be done by an act of Congress. And there is not a working majority in Congress to do something like that. So basically, this is the most that the Biden administration could do without congressional support was to reschedule under the Controlled Substances Act.
Meanwhile, moving forward with what is possible currently, Gehringer said,
so finally, over 50 years after the first rescheduling petition, this administration actually initiated its own measure to reschedule marijuana. And this time, the FDA and the DEA finally reversed their positions and announced that marijuana should be rescheduled.
Other drugs in Schedule III are mainly pain medications and various forms of amphetamines. Nonetheless, Gehringer explained why Cal Normal sees the current rescheduling as an important step forward.
We regard it as a step forward in the right direction that's more symbolic than anything else. But the symbolism is important in the federal government recognizing that it does have accepted medical use. And I think this will be beneficial to a lot of patients out there who would like to use marijuana, who's currently most doctors in the United States won't have anything to do with marijuana because it's a Schedule I drug. And that means it has no accepted medical use. But if it's changed to Schedule III, even symbolically, I think there will be a greater willingness on the part of doctors to talk about its use.
While Normal feels it may prove beneficial for patients to be able to talk to their doctors about marijuana, doctors will still not be able to write prescriptions under their medical license because Schedule III is highly regulated. This regulatory framework is likely to keep national corporations from becoming producers in the near term.
If I were a pharmaceutical company, I don't think I would spend time doing it, partly because you can't patent the drug, okay? You can't get a patent on the marijuana. So that really detracts from the profit potential for it. And partly because if you go through all of the regulatory hoops that are required for a Schedule III pharmaceutical, whatever you produce is going to be so expensive that it won't be able to compete with the state legal marijuana that's out there right now. So nobody's going to want to buy it.
However, the rescheduling of marijuana is likely to help with the federal taxation of current marijuana producers, according to Normal.
There is one, in my opinion, only one really major impact of the rescheduling on cannabis here in California, namely a tax penalty, especially called there's a 280E tax provision in the IRS code that forbids any marijuana business or any Schedule I or Schedule II illegal drug business from taking common business deductions for things like, you know, payroll and rent and utilities, all of these things that you could normally deduct from your business expenses when you pay your taxes. You can't do it for marijuana because marijuana is in Schedule I. If marijuana goes to Schedule III, that tax problem goes away. And that's a huge tax break for the industry. Operators that I've talked to say that that tax penalty currently costs them like, you know, maybe 15% of their total revenue.
Cal Normal still wants to see marijuana made normal under the law.
But we need descheduling, and that's not going to happen until we have a Congress that's willing to do it and I wouldn't hold my breath. Most, the great majority of California Congress people are on board with the idea of descheduling and legalizing at the federal level. And our senators, I think, are on board with that too. But you have to look to other states, especially senators of conservative states. Republican senators are a real problem at the moment. That's where the real anti-marijuana prohibitionist sentiment is at the moment.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.